Hi everyone, my name is Rob Latino and today we are here to talk about how to configure Outlook for Office 365. With me we have Talbot Crowell. And Talbot, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, my name is Talbot Crowell. My Twitter account is at Talbot, just my first name with two T's at the end. I'm a chief architect at ThirdM.com. At ThirdM, I also provide solution architecture around developing custom applications, as well as system architecture work for building out SharePoint implementations. And I have about 25 years plus industry experience. I've worked for Microsoft, IBM, and as a consultant on many Fortune 500s, including Ernst & Young, Pfizer, and Sun Microsystems. I'm a frequent speaker at CodeCamp and other events such as SPS events, which is formerly known as SharePoint Saturday.
And my name is Rob Latino, as I mentioned earlier, and I've been with Microsoft Office 365 support for about 4 years. I am certified in Office 365 administration, and I am also involved in community work, so I help write some of the blog posts and some of the wiki pages that you'll find in the community. And Talbot, can you tell us a little bit about this course today?
Yeah, so it's a short course. We're just gonna take a look at one module, configuring Outlook. And just to set some expectations, this course is for end users, anyone connecting up their email, but it can also be useful for an IT pro who has to manage Office 365 accounts for their employees. The suggested prerequisites is to have Microsoft Outlook installed on the computer and to have your email and password, email address and password ready. We have some supportive material which in the form of a link, which is a link to some more documentation around POP and IMAP installations. So we've got some... we're going to be tailoring this presentation to the everyday user, and we've got tips and tricks and some demos for you. So let's dive right in. So in this module, we're going to take a look at configuring Outlook automatically and then configuring Outlook using POP and IMAP. And we'll describe a little bit about what POP, IMAP, and SMTP are, and then take a look at the Office 365 server settings. So Outlook, when you first install it, it will automatically start configuring. So right when you launch Outlook, it's going to ask you for your name, your email address, and your password. Then once you enter in that content, it'll start configuring it for you.
I have a question for you, Talbot.
Yeah.
What if you don't have the basic essentials for getting connected, like you were never provided your password, for
example? That's a great question. So you're going to need to contact your system administrator or your Office 365 admin, and they'll send an email to a non-company account, because obviously you're trying to get access to your email, so you haven't got access to it yet.
Okay.
And the other option is, they can... potentially give it over the phone, but it all depends on your company's security policies.
Okay, great.
For existing installations, you'll need to create a new Outlook account by using the File tab and then clicking Add Account inside of Outlook. So let's go ahead and take a look at a demo here. So I'm going to jump into another account here on this computer, and we'll log in as Jeff, and I'll just enter in the credentials here. All right, and let's go ahead and first, before we try logging in with the account, let's just make sure we have the credentials correct by logging into the email account online. And you can just Bing for Office 365 login, and that will take you right to the login.microsoftonline.com account. So it's great if you forget what the URL is to log in, you can just Bing it. The other thing we're going to do is I'm just going to get past this login screen here. It wants me to swipe the screen because this is a fresh account. Let's see if we could go. And let me go ahead and just log in at the email address. So Jeff's email address is going to be jeff@fabricam3.onmicrosoft.com. And we'll enter in the secure password. Third time will be a charm. All right. So once you sign in to Office 365, we'll be able to just make sure that the email is working. Once we know the email is working, then we can go ahead and connect up to Outlook. So you'll notice that it also gives you options here to install Microsoft Office as well.
Interesting, that's not showing you the top bar.
Yeah, the top bar is missing. So let me go ahead and I'll just click on Outlook.com. Yeah. Yeah, normally there's a bar at the top of the screen that gives you some navigation that's not showing up. So I'll just go ahead and click through to Outlook. So if it's the first time, it's going to ask you to specify your time zone and your language. And once we're in, we'll be able to see our email. And then once we've confirmed that we can get access to our email, now we'll go ahead and set up Outlook. So it's not necessary, but I just recommend you just verify that you can see your email, make sure that the email's working through mm-hmm. the browser before you go into Outlook. So let's go ahead and use Outlook now. So I'm going to go ahead and navigate to Outlook, the rich client. And as you can see, it's going to automatically ask you to add an account. It says, do you want to set up an Outlook to connect to an email account? I'll go ahead and hit next. And I'll go ahead and type in Jeff's information and email address. And
used an at symbol.
Oh, yep. Thank you. It's a long email address. So let's go ahead and type in the password twice. And then I'll just go ahead and hit next. It's going to make sure we have a network connection. Now we'll connect up to that same account. It's going to prompt us again. This is just so you can save those credentials on your Outlook settings so that next time you come in, you won't have to re-enter it. So let me go ahead and enter it again. And then once I check off remember my credentials, it will log us into the email server and then connect it. So it's quite simple. So you know, if that's all you need to do, you're done right now. But I'll go into a little bit more detail for some other options on how you can actually connect up Outlook using POP and IMAP. So let's go ahead, and while this is loading, I'll go ahead and switch over here to back to the PowerPoint slides.
And while you're signing in, Talbot, how long does the process to set up an email typically take?
On Office 365, it's pretty quick. So for the system administrator, you just go in and add an account, and and it's quite fast.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
So let me go back to our slides. So So the other option for configuring Outlook to connect up to Office 365 is to use POP or IMAP. So in this section, we're going to take a look at the manual configuration, which you'll provide either a POP or IMAP information. And then if you're using Exchange like we did before, it's going to download your contacts and your calendar items, and it will synchronize those. Mm-hmm. But if you're using POP or IMAP, it will not. So POP and IMAP are just email only. Mm-hmm. So that's an important distinction to know between the two.
Okay.
So POP is one of the oldest email protocols, and it's in version 3 right now. The interesting thing about POP is that it, by default, is really designed to be a single client, so it will want to delete the original emails off the server when it downloads it. The initial settings for Outlook, though, will have that a checkbox selected so that it will offer to keep those emails up in your email box.
Oh, okay. But
it's not the greatest for multiple clients. So if you have, a phone and you want to use the web and you want to use Outlook, POP is not as good as IMAP. Mm-hmm. So IMAP was designed right around the same time. It was just shortly after in '86 at Stanford, and it was designed from the get-go to actually support multiple clients connecting up to the same mailbox. So it stores the email on the server, and it's suitable for multiple clients. So if you're going to be using your browser, and you also want to be able to use the rich client, mm-hmm. Outlook and your phone, IMAP is probably a better setting to use.
Okay.
SMTP is the third protocol, and SMTP stands for Simple Mail Transfer Protocol, and this is how email is sent. So if you think of IMAP and POP as receiving an email. So mm-hmm. in order to receive an email, you need an email address. Just like in snail mail, you'll need either a PO box or a mailbox with an address. To send email, the most important thing is you need an SMTP server. So you can think of this as, putting a stamp and an address and dropping it in your outgoing mail box in your town. Once you go ahead and decide which one you're going to use, these are the three possible these are the settings that you'll need to use. So these are documented on TechNet. We'll just provide them here for convenience here. So for POP and IMAP, you'll use the same server name. You'll be using outlook.office365.com, but the ports will be different. Mm-hmm. 995 for POP and 993 for IMAP. For SMTP, you'll be using smtp.office365.com, and that port is port 587, but it has a different encryption method, and you'll need to specify the encryption method, mm-hmm. otherwise you won't be able to log in.
Okay.
So why don't we take a look at connecting up with POP? And meanwhile, we can go back to Jeff and see what Jeff's mailbox looks like. So let's first go back to Jeff. And I'll go back to Outlook, and we'll use the recommended settings. And you'll notice that the email's coming in. We can also create contacts. Those contacts will sync calendar items because Jeff was connecting with an Exchange account, which is the preferred method. But let's switch over to a different user now. Let's log in with Beth. And once again, we'll just go ahead and launch Outlook. As a recommendation, you're going to probably want to just check first through the browser just to make mm-hmm. sure you have the credentials correct. This time, I'm going to say it's going to ask me if I want to connect to an email account. I'm going to say yes, but instead of using this default setting here, I'm going to go manual setup or additional server types. And the good thing to know also is that these are the settings you might want to use if you have other additional accounts mm-hmm. that you want to connect up to. So if you have, Exchange using the Office 365 Exchange account for your primary account, but you may also want to have a Hotmail, a Live, or some other
right.
Email account. You're going to want to find out what their POP or IMAP settings are.
Okay.
So let's start first with POP. So I'll go ahead and type in the name, and we're logged in here as Beth. So I'm going to put Beth Marvel's name and her address. And I'm going to go ahead and copy and paste this because it's going to ask again for the username, and the username is going to be the same as the email address. So I'm going to choose POP. You'll notice that you can choose between POP or IMAP. The incoming server is going to be the same for both IMAP and POP. It's going to be mm-hmm. outlook.office365.com. The outgoing server for both will be smtp.office365.com. And you're going to want to enter the password here. And this is the other important thing here. We're going to have to hit the more settings. And out here, under outgoing server, we'll go ahead and say the outgoing server requires authentication. And then under advanced, we're going to choose the POP's port, which is going to be 995. So it's not going to use the default port.
Question for you here. What if you don't change this setting here? Are you going to experience problems trying to get your mail?
You will. It won't even let you connect up the email account. So,
okay.
So unless you have all of these filled out properly, it won't even set up the mail account.
Okay, so very critical step here.
Yep. And then same with making sure that you check off SSL, because SSL is required. Okay. For the outgoing server, we're going to use SMTP, and that's port 587. And once again, we have to specify encryption we're not using SSL for SMTP, we're using TLS. And once again, that's documented on TechNet, so you mm-hmm. can Bing that. Here is the setting that I was telling you before. By default, POP will delete files off the server, but Outlook will want to preserve that for you so that
right.
you don't lose those emails. But if we go ahead and check that off, you can see what a default POP behavior will be like. Because what will happen right now is it will take those emails off the server, and then if we go online, check the account, those emails
will be gone. And so if you use a different client and a different machine, you will no longer be able to access that email.
Exactly.
Okay.
That's why IMAP is preferred over mm-hmm. POP. So while we're waiting for this, why don't we go ahead and jump into another demo? Let's take a look at setting up IMAP. So I'll log into another account. We'll use Leo here for IMAP. And let's go into Outlook, hit next, and let's hit cancel actually, so that you can actually see what it would look like if we just launched Outlook without an email account,
okay.
Just so that you can see how we can add an additional account. So if you already have Outlook and you've been using it and you need to add another account,
yes.
you're just going to simply go under the File menu, and then right here you'll see the Add Account button. Mm-hmm. So you can click that Add Account button, and then here's where we can add our Exchange account,
okay.
or in this case we'll use IMAP. So I'm going to go POP or IMAP, and we'll switch this over to IMAP. And we're going to say Leo Wick. And our email address is Leo. And I'll go ahead and copy that, paste that down here. Incoming server, just like POP, is going to be the same. It's going to be smtp.office365.com. And our, sorry, that's our SMTP account. And our incoming server is going to be outlook.office365.com. Just like POP, we're going to have to go over here and enable the authentication. Mm-hmm. We're going to have to specify the IMAP server port, which is okay. Different than the POP port. It's going to be 993. We're going to have to specify SSL. We're going to have to specify the SMTP port, which is 587. We're going to have to specify TLS's encryption. And then you'll notice that we don't have that same setting as we did on POP, which said leave a copy of that mm-hmm. email on the server. So you do have some other settings here. And then we'll go ahead and connect that up. And then this will go ahead and connect our email account, and while we're looking at that, we can go over and check and see how Beth's doing.
Let's check out the other account.
Looks like that's completed. And the nice thing it does is it sends a little test message here too, just to make sure that the SMTP is configured properly as well. So we got a green light on both of those. I'll hit finish. And let's go ahead now and switch over. You can see the emails are coming through. Let's go ahead and switch back over to Beth. And check on there. It looks like that connected okay. And then while we're doing this, we'll also go ahead and take a quick peek inside of the web-based client, so mm-hmm. and see how actually the email messages are going to be actually downloaded to this client. So you'll see that emails coming down. I'll just go ahead and type in Office 365 login. Click on that first link there. Type in Beth. Fabricam. All right. And now we'll just verify that the emails here no longer exist on the server. So let's go ahead and click on Outlook down here. And you'll notice that the inbox is empty.
Yeah, all the messages are gone.
Yep. Yeah, but they'll be present in IMAP and Exchange. And by default, POP, if you leave that checkbox selected, it'll leave a copy up mm-hmm. here on the server as well. Mm-hmm. All right. So with that, we'll go ahead and summarize. And do you want to go ahead and summarize?
Sure. So today, Talbot covered some of the topics in this presentation. We're connecting Outlook to Office 365. We used the Exchange option, which automatically sets up Outlook for you. We also connected Outlook using POP and IMAP, which gives you some additional options for connecting. And that's basically it. So from start to finish, it's about a 10-minute process, I would say, right?
Yeah.
And so it's very easy, as you can see. And that's basically all we had to cover today. So thank you for joining us. And we'll see you next time.
All right. Thanks.